Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Much has been made of former President Joe Biden's recently disclosed diagnosis of stage 4 prostate cancer. Questions have been raised about when the president learned of his condition and whether the grim news was kept from the public for political purposes. If indeed there was a White House conspiracy to help Mr. Biden win another term and keep Donald Trump from returning to power, any such plan clearly failed. Mr. Biden stepped aside as a candidate, and his Vice President Kamala Harris became the Democratic Party nominee, losing to Mr. Trump. If politics was a factor in the timing of it all, it wouldn't be the first time in presidential history. The best example is President Franklin Delano Roosevelt's polio affliction. Even though FDR spent much of his presidency in a wheelchair, the severity of his condition was kept from the public. Rarely was he photographed in his chair, and when it was necessary to stand for a speech, leg braces helped support him. One author wrote a book about FDR's hidden disability called FDR's Splendid Deception. Projecting strength to a nation nervous about war was considered more important than full disclosure. Even the press helped conceal the truth, something that would be inconceivable today. It truly was a different time in America. President Eisenhower's heart attack was downplayed. So was President Kennedy's Addison disease and back problems. Today, of course, if the president sneezes, it leads the 6 o'clock news. But there's yet another example that few people except historians know about. Back in 1915, just 3 months after his first wife died, President Woodrow Wilson remarried. After he suffered a stroke in his second term, leaving him paralyzed and bedridden, his new wife Edith became what appeared to be the de facto president, though unofficial and unelected. She analyzed all messages delivered to her husband, deciding which ones he would see. She filtered who had access. She attended meetings on his behalf. On one occasion, when the Secretary of State conducted a cabinet meeting without her presence, she had him removed from office. Rather than step aside and acknowledge that the vice president should replace her husband, Mrs. Wilson took on many of the president's duties herself and managed to hide the extent of his incapacity from the American public. Though she did not make major governmental decisions, it is fair to assume that she exerted considerable influence on domestic and international policy right up to the end of Mr. Wilson's term in 1921. Was she effectively America's first female president? She was accused of it, although she vigorously denied that accusation for decades. Edith Wilson died in 1961, 40 years after Woodrow Wilson's presidency ended. It is alarming to think that vanity and ego can come into play when decisions are being made about what is in the best interest of the nation. But the power of the presidency is a seductive thing. Relinquishing it, whether in Woodrow Wilson's time or today, is often difficult to accept.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.